Hello everyone and thank you for tuning in. I'm Shlomi Noach, a database engineer at PlanetScale, and this is the relational model in the modern development age. It's a bit of an opinionated session, perhaps even a manifest of sorts, on where relational databases went astray as far as developers are concerned from modern flows and why they are losing grace. I want to call out some practices we use with production databases that we don't otherwise use in other production environments. And I want to offer a new paradigm. There is, in my opinion, a path for developers towards working with relational databases without the operational complexity that we see today. And while this discussion holds true for relational databases in general, I will illustrate the suggested paradigm using Vitess, a shard in an infrastructure framework for MySQL. Vitess is an open source graduated CNCF project for which I'm a maintainer. So there is much to cover, but today I will only focus on one aspect, deployments, and specifically schema deployments, something I've been working on for many years now. Before diving in, let's do some introductions. I'm a developer. I was and still am working with relational databases, like most developers do, as a backend for my apps. I was also drawn into the MySQL world as an operational engineer. I've authored a bunch of solutions, many of which are open source, to automate away some of the database operational complexity. I work at PlanetScale. We offer a serverless database platform, a database for developers. We work with a conviction that we can massively change and improve database development flows, and this session represents that conviction. PlanetScale runs on top of Vitess and uses Vitess's building blocks to provide a good user experience. The company's founders are co-authors of Vitess, and we are the main contributors to the project. We don't own Vitess. It's a CNCF project with multiple contributors, either from other companies or independent. Everything we discuss today is backed by open source work on Vitess. So Vitess is a framework on top of MySQL. To the app, it masquerades as a MySQL database while hiding away the operational complexity. Well known as a sharding framework, Vitess imposes as a monolith database while taking care to execute queries on the proper shards or to do library sharding and more. As a maintainer for Vitess, I am in the fortunate position of being able to make magic happen on stage and while juggling and orchestrating the moving parts behind the curtain. The database is a production system. It's perhaps the production system. It's where your data or your customer's data resides. The data, it's likely your company's single most important asset. And so we treat our database with a hint of reverence. We nurture it through the years. We are attentive to its needs. We keep it from all harm, and we accept that we should treat it differently, that some rules do not apply to our database, being the significant cherished asset that it is. I feel like we're the frog boiling in water, except the water isn't boiling. The water remains the same while the world changes around it. I've been using MySQL and have been around relational for over 20 years now, and it's amazing to see how things have changed over two decades. And it's also incredible to see how little some other things have changed. The relational model exists for over 40 years now. It's incredible. Think about it. In this ever-changing world of software development and design, there haven't been many very stable models. The relational model survived that long, and I believe for good reason. It works. It makes sense. Modeling my data using relational mapping feels very intuitive to me. Apparently, I'm not alone in this opinion, and relational databases are backends for some of the largest datasets, websites, and apps in this world. We've seen data massively scaling up like we couldn't foresee two or three decades ago. And while relational databases have optimized well for speed, concurrency, latency, and overall read-write performance for data changes at scale, they have not adapted as much for metadata changes at scale. And I mentioned earlier that there's many aspects to this, and today we'll look at this schema. 30 years ago, developers would plan a schema change months ahead, you would only deliver a handful of changes a year. You'd work with the DBA to approve them and plan the transition into the new model. You'd take the system down for maintenance to make the change. Those days are over, and today's developers may want to deploy multiple schema changes to production per day. We don't tolerate maintenance windows or downtime as we used to. We want to be able to continuously deploy, experiment, undeploy, redeploy our schema changes at will, multiple times a day. We want to, but we can't. Developers do not have that same near smooth flow they know so well from code deployments. Schema deployments are an altogether different beast. And this is based on my personal experience and the shared experience of many, many developers, database engineers, administrators, companies we know from around the community or have interviewed, and just the shared information of tooling and solutions available. Developers want to be able to deploy at will, but they can't. They're held back, as we will discuss shortly. And that's a very negative experience. In my humble opinion, deploying schema or inability thereof is one of the main reasons to push developers away from relational databases. So let's go ahead and do some incomplete breakdown. One of the biggest issues with schema deployments is that the tables can be big. The bigger the table, the bigger the problem. In case of an author table, it just takes time to migrate to the new schema, sometimes hours or even days. This is true whether you run a native migration or, as is common in the MySQL world, run a third-party online schema change tool. Some deployment tools are not meant to run for hours or days. They were not designed that way. As a result, such a long deployment could be blocking to other deployments, and if interrupted, that would prematurely terminate the schema change. Again, whether this is a native migration or an online schema change tool that's running the migration on your behalf. This can be solved if the database server has some notion of migration scheduling. Vitess offers asynchronous migrations. You request an alter table, receive a trackable job ID, and are free to leave. Nothing that happens to your deployment process from that point on affects the migration. It's your choice if you want to wait for the migration to complete by polling for results, but you are free to go elsewhere and check up later. Vitess offers various scheduling options. You could go strict and only ever allow a single pending migration at a time. No new schema deployment can take place while there's another migration running or even waiting. Or you could, and that's actually the default, let Vitess queue all incoming migrations and run them at its own good time. And you can further ask Vitess that some migration should run concurrently to an already executing migration. Vitess will have the final word on that. And with that, we let the database resolve concurrent deployments. From time to time, we have to run operations that impact the database servers. These could be failovers or restarts or reboots, and they can be caused by planned promotion of a server with better hardware or to apply kernel version or security patches, or due to switch of traffic to another data center, maintenance work on the rack, or just Amazon or GCP scheduling the primary host for reboot. But what happens if we're in the middle of a days-long migration? Well, the migration, hence the deployment, will fail. We will lose days of work and have to restart the migration from scratch on the rebooted or promoted server. So what I've seen firsthand is that if a company plans some important operation for the following week, they won't do any of the large or risky deployments. These deployments are blocked until the operation is complete. Sometimes the operation is 2 days ahead. My deployment might make it, but it's not worth taking the risk, so I'm blocked. I'll have to postpone my deployment for the week after. Or vice versa. If we're in the middle of a multi-day schema deployments, and this is again something I've witnessed firsthand, we might actually withhold a necessary operation because, well, I don't want to interrupt an already running 2 days worth of a deployment. So the problem is that relational databases couple a migration with the running process of the database server. And I want to offer a new paradigm where we decouple the migration from the process or even the server. In Vitess, a schema migration is not coupled with the database process, nor with a particular server. A Vitess migration will survive a server reboot or a failover, promotion of a replica, whichever, and resume from the point of interruption. The migration can sustain multiple such incidents and still run till completion without wasting any work already invested. When we deploy code, we typically deploy a branch or maybe we enable a feature flag. We follow up with experiments and metrics to see that the deployment went well. And if it didn't, we undeploy, we roll back our deployment. Technically, we just redeploy main or disable the feature flag. Whichever the case, we have a clear path to undo the damage and get back to safety. We typically expect the rollback to be quick. We could suffer downtime or serious malfunction that we want to mitigate as soon as possible. Some good practices, for example, to only deploy to a subset of hosts so that the blast radius is smaller. This means smaller and faster deployments and rollbacks. Now, what does it look like for schema deployments? To begin with, there's just the one primary. You either deploy to the primary or you don't. The blast radius is colossal. So how do you rollback? There's no built-in support by relational databases. Once you commit to a schema change, that is, it is applied, it is complete, there's no going back. If you want to go back, you need to construct a query that restores the former schema state. And there's a few issues with that. How do you even construct the rollback query? As an example, Liquibase, a database version control tool, lets you specify what a migration looks like and what the counter migration looks like. It's on you to define both correctly. I have reservations. If you mess up with a migration, how confident are you that you haven't also messed up the rollback migration? Constructing the counter migration is many times not trivial, as in this example here. And what about lost data? So if you drop a table or drop a column, changing the schema to re-include the dropped column won't bring back the data in that column. And moreover, say you just ran out a table that took 5 hours to complete. The migration that takes you back to the previous schema will similarly run for 5 hours. That's painful. I think a database is really a miniature deployment environment. It lets you alter, it lets you create, lets you drop. It should let you undo those operations. It should give you revert as first-class citizen. In Vitess, migrations are revertible. When you drop a table, Vitess renames it away for safekeeping for some predefined period of time. Run a revert and the table reappears almost instantaneously with all the data intact. How about if you alter table? It's the same. You can revert that too. Run revert Vitess migration. It will take a short amount of time to catch up with the changes made since migration completed. And the table is restored to its original schema. If you drop the column, that column not only reappears, it's also populated with all the pre-altered data. But not only that. On top of that, you get to keep all the data that was populated after the alter completed. So what you get is really a lossless revert. You can furthermore minimize the time it takes to revert in Vitess. For example, you can choose to invoke an open-ended revert immediately as your original migration completes, which prepares the grounds for the revert. So this now runs in the background. And if you find that you need to revert, you issue an alter Vitess migration complete. But if all goes well, you can run alter Vitess migration cancel. You deploy code. Some network went down, or for whatever other reason, you're not sure whether your deployment reached all of its targets. What do you do? Either your deployment system does this for you automatically, or you do it proactively. You just redeploy. You push that code or binary again to where it needs to be shipped. But databases are not like that. A deployment is an imperative action. You alter table, my table, add column, my column. You can't just redeploy that. If you redeploy and get an error, What would the error mean? Is this because there is a typo in your query, or was there some operational error and the migration had to bail out, or was the column actually added by the previous deployment and you're getting an error because the column now exists? So that's kind of a good error. It takes a human to figure that out. The tooling isn't strong enough to be able to parse the existing schema to find out that, yeah, this looks like the other operation I attempted to run previously was successful after all. Even worse are deployments that don't create conflicts, like alt-table partition or alt-table add index without index name. You actually can run those deployments again and again, and the database will accept them, running an excessive migration, wasting time and resources. Vitess does have a mechanism to detect duplicate migrations, but I'd like to go further beyond that. The root of the problem is that databases require imperative actions. So check this out. If I look at some repo with the developer and I ask them, what is your current schema? There's a good chance they'll show me something like this. A lot of devs have that, like Rails and Django users, or also some homebrew apps do that, and I do that. You have some initial set of create table commands from way back when the project was born, followed by dozens or hundreds of create, alter, drop table statements, possibly in different files, that bring the schema into what it is today. So, what is your current schema? Does that answer my question? It does not. You need to be a computer to know what the schema looks like. Ironically, people will usually connect to their production databases to read their schema. Think about it. In a way, production becomes the source of truth for what the schema should look like. That's opposite of how it should be. Compare with code. If I ask a developer, show me the Ruby, Python, Go, Java code. What do they show me? Do they show me, here's the file, the way it looked like 2 years ago, and here's the sequence of changes to that file? They do not. They show me a file, a coherent and complete piece of code. It's unthinkable that I'd read or review code by calculating diffs patches throughout months and years. So why do we do that with databases? It's one of those things that we don't even ask ourselves. The reason being that relational databases only accept imperative commands. The entire ecosystem evolved around that constraint. That's how we got to have sophisticated active records and rake migrate and do undo steps and migration tracking tables that tell us what has or has not been executed. How about if databases accepted a declarative deployment request? Here's a create table statement, make it so. If the table doesn't exist, create it. If it exists and has a different schema, do whatever it takes to get to the desired schema. If it's identical, do nothing. A database that accepts a declarative schema means a database that supports idempotent deployments. I could redeploy the same schema change again and again without having to deal with errors and without having to pay the price of excessive needless migrations. Vitess supports declarative migrations as follows. You set a hint that you're going to offer a declarative change, followed by a migration. If the table doesn't exist, it gets created. If the table does exist and has a different format, Vitess self-calculates and evaluates what it takes to migrate the table into the new format. If the table exists and has the exact same schema, Vitess does nothing. Vitess does take a hybrid approach to have a per table declarative schema with either a create table or drop table statements, and we're still exploring that part. A Above all, I see fear of deployments. I see recurrent patterns like letting automation run the smaller migrations, but have humans run the larger, risky migrations. Developers will refrain from interacting with the database. They will wait for another team's development on the same table so that they can deploy both changes at once, or avoid making a schema change altogether and modify the app in a way that's far from ideal, or use a JSON column as a catch-all, losing the advantage of the relational model, or just go ahead and use a NoSQL solution. So this was an incomplete review of schema deployment pains in relational databases. I think we are caught in this paradigm that has evolved an elaborate ecosystem around it, yet one that does not meet modern expectations. We are in this weird state of mind. Some operations we fear, others we do not even hope to achieve. We're so used to the paradigm that we don't stop to consider our situation. And so we offer a new paradigm where deployments are asynchronous and are not bound by migration time, where deployment scheduling is controlled by the database server, where deployments are not bound to the server processing and survive failure, restarts, failovers, where deployments are quickly revertible, first-class citizen functionality, where deployments are retryable, where deployments can be made idempotent, and the database server supports declarative schema changes. This paradigm gives developers confidence in schema deployments and independence to deploy at will. The paradigm exists in Vitesse, and there's more to it than we covered today. I'd like to see more relational databases move towards this new paradigm, and I just want to imagine the amazing ecosystem that could grow around this paradigm. The discussion goes way beyond schema deployments, but that's for another time. I'd like to thank you all very much indeed.